Welcome to Palm Tree Talks, a podcast dedicated to creating a stress-free life. My name is Astrid and I'm the founder of palmtreemoments.com. I invite you to join me as I dive into the personal development system called Human Design. Let's talk about travel, business, mindset, self-love, and stress reduction, and how to translate the insights of the Human Design system into your travel and work life. I was in the gym today, and above the cardio machines, they have some TVs hanging on the wall. Not that you have a choice what you can watch, and sometimes you encounter stuff that you normally don't get in contact with. And also this time, they had a rerun of a Wipeout show playing on the TVs, and as a location-independent entrepreneur, I gave a regular TV a long time ago, and I just have access to live stream subscriptions like Netflix. So Wipeout is something that I would never really watch voluntarily. Nevertheless, as I rode away on my workout today, I found myself contemplating the underlying purpose of the show and how it relates to personal development and our support systems. Because the whole purpose of Wipeout is a rooting for and seeing participants fail. It's an obstacle course designed to bring lots and lots of challenges on your path. And then there are the snarky commentators that seem to get the most laughs if somebody is failing rather than winning. And with the extra camera shots and close-up repeats of their moments of failure, it really isn't about winning. It's a display of a lot of things, but it's not about winning, that's for sure. It made me ponder how often we encounter similar attitudes in our real-life personal development journeys. Often, when you're starting a personal development growth process, how many people are actually rooting for your success? Or do you have more loud and snarky commentators in your environment that waste no moment to go over all things that you're not doing right? Maybe it's good to see what it says about them, because they clearly don't want you to succeed. Even if it is covered or sugar-coated with well wishes and good intentions. If somebody is sticking their head out from the group, chances are that they will try to put you back in your place. Why? Well, there's an interesting theory about that, and that's called the crab basket effect. When a crab is alone in a basket, it climbs out effortlessly. As soon as there are more crabs in the basket, it doesn't even need to be covered, because not one gets out. What happens is that the crabs take each other down. It's a bizarre phenomenon, you might think. Well, be surprised. The joke is that this crab basket effect is something that we do as well. Women, like you and me. And it's not only women, even though it's more likely that women do it, but it's men as well. It's humans, really. We are not crabs. We have common sense and values, so why does it happen anyway? Understanding the crab basket effect sheds some light on why this happens. The crab basket effect stems from our primal brain's tendency to seek conformity for safety and survival. In prehistoric times, being disconnected from the group meant danger, and conformity was necessary for survival. While we have evolved, this behavior still exists in our subconscious behavior, and it's influencing our interactions today. So this crab basket effect goes beyond our common sense. It is hidden in another part of our brain that we're not aware of. We are still responding from this primal brain, the part of our brain that thinks that we are still living in the time of hunters and gatherers. And then, if you look at the basket effect, it's a little bit more explainable. In prehistoric times, women were responsible for maintaining harmony to keep the herd together. Being disowned from the group meant certain death, so conformism was necessary. Conformism is adapting to the views and behavior of a group with the goal of being accepted or of seeking belonging. As soon as someone sticks their head out, it's a threat to the rest of the group. Women want connection, and as soon as they notice that someone doesn't want to fit in, doesn't want to make or break this connection, it feels like a betrayal. Betrayal is not a safe feeling, and that causes insecurity as well. So essentially, it is about safety, or actually the lack of safety, especially for women if you look back in history. Because being the odd one out from a historical perspective meant that you were likely not able to survive in society. It was too risky to be outside of the group, and especially your loved ones would want you to live another day. And that part of our inheritance is still showing up in our subconscious behavior today. Even though times are different now, women in particular tend to seek connection and like-mindedness, which reinforces our self-image, and our self-image, our identity, is created by comparison, and that's how we maintain it. We're constantly comparing to ensure a safe place in a group. Women are particularly focused on relationships, like-mindedness, connection, and relationships. And these relationships help to test and conform that self-image. There's a mutual interest there. The other person also has an interest in you maintaining her self-image. When someone challenges the group's norms, it can be perceived as a threat and trigger feelings of insecurity. As a result, others may try to bring them back to the perceived safety of the group. And if someone does not conform to the group after all, women seek support from each other. We sort out the mess in our heads by talking about it. You see it even in little girls, usually to gossiping, backbiting, or bullying. It is confirmed that you do belong to the group. Adult women are girls who have grown a little bit bigger, but the systems remain the same. Besides, how many people want or even dare to crawl out of the basket? If her environment encourages and supports her, she still has to deal with all those little voices in her head. Hello, inner critic. That is your personal imaginary crab basket. And its aim is the same, to prevent you from getting out of that basket. It will yell at you, you can't do it, who do you think you are? Let others down. That basket of crabs is certainly in our heads, as well as it is in the outside world. The moment someone wants to leave the group, it feels like rejection to the rest. Jealousy might appear to be the culprit, but it often masks underlying insecurities. So this putting you back in your place behavior is displayed especially when the others feel threatened, or when your inner critic feels threatened. It's based on fear. It's not based on love. It's unsafe and insecure, so back in your basket. And the same goes with your inner critic. Ooh, it's too scary out there. It's not safe. Let's go back to the place that we know, which is in our little comfort zone. So your brain and the intergenerational unwritten rules that are being passed down from parent to child, generation after generation, are dynamics at play here. Group dynamics are a fascinating thing. And unfortunately today, there are still a lot of places in the world where being a woman is not very safe. Not everyone has full control over their lives or what happens to their bodies. I mean, some countries, it looks like the progress of the last 50 years are just turned backward. You know which countries I'm talking about. And then we have our inner critic, which whispers self-doubt and fear and acts like a personal crab basket, preventing us from venturing outside of our comfort zone. Overcoming this requires recognizing that the fear of being different and not belonging is deeply ingrained in our ancestral heritage. However, we must break free from this mindset to embrace personal growth. Anyway, returning back to that personal growth journey. You may not find support in your environment when you are investing your time, your money, and your energy into personal development. Because if someone is growing and actively working on healing traumas, perhaps childhood traumas, doing the inner work, and living your life on your terms, perhaps you will not be met with loud cheers for your success. No. It perhaps makes the rest of your family, tribe, your loved ones or your group of friends feel like that they are on a standstill. They might be jealous of you. They just might fear that they are losing the connection with you. Or that you blame them for their parenting mistakes. In any case, becoming aware of this issue is really the key here, because it will reveal more about them than it's about you. If your personal development journey or your journey to freedom is triggering to others, that is their trigger, not yours. It's essential to remember that their resistance tells you more about their own fears and insecurity than it is about your own journey. So don't get yourself distracted by that. Assure them that you are okay and thank them for their concern, and then do what you want, follow your desires, follow your passions. What also could help in that process is surround yourself with like-minded people and seeking group coaching, which can be a powerful way to find support and understanding in this journey. That level of support and community is why group coaching can be so powerful. Maybe your friends don't understand why you're diving into your past. Do family constellations or do a deep dive into the human design system. But your fellow coaches will get you because they go through the same process. And that is why I love creating the magic that's called Travel and Work with Human Design. That is my group coaching program of 6 weeks where we dive into the human design system together. It's where we hold space for each other's experiences and where we hold you accountable to do the work. And step by step by step, we dive into the system. If you want to know more about it, check my website www.palmtreemoments.com for more details about this program and when the doors are opening again. And remember, the magic of personal development lies in stepping outside the crap basket and transforming ourselves into better versions of who we truly are. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your day with me while listening to this episode of the Palm Tree Talks podcast. Did you find it interesting and want to learn more about stress reduction, mindset, and human design? Be sure to check out the free resources at palmtreemoments.com. Do you have any questions for the podcast? As a sacral 5-1 generator, I love to respond to your questions. Send me a voice message or DM to my Instagram account at palmtree.moments. And your question might end up in an episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. It really helps to get the word out to other people who might benefit from experiencing less stress and live a life with more flow and self-love. Have a happy morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever in the world you're listening from. And until next time.